Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you, how's life, you've always said, life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Gary Pitsford, CEO, President, Founder of Castle Wealth Advisor. Gary, I need your website, please, and tell us what you do for your clients.
The website is www.castle3.com.
Castle3.com?
Castle Wealth does, we help business owners and families all over the country, professionals, corporate executives, but mostly business owners with all of their financial decisions, estate planning, income planning, retirement planning.
ESOP, too. You've got an ESOP expert on payroll, don't you?
We do. ESOPs are perfect for some companies, but not every company.
Yep.
You know, but we do quite a few.
Employee and, stock option, if you're thinking about retiring and you want your business to go on, you might be a candidate for an employee stock option. But as he said, you have to have a certain critical mass. So castle3.com, check them out. They'll answer your questions. Hey, Gary, let's get back to what interest rates are low. They're probably going to be low for who knows how long. Stock market is stupid high. There's no basis. There's no logical basis for it, and I don't know what's going to take to make a correction, and I'm not hoping for one. But all it would take would be another variation on some geopolitical issue or something to happen to cause this thing to collapse. The Wall Street's probably just looking for some reason to bring it down. What should we do with our money to keep it safe? As safe as possible, and get the most return. I still like rental income.
Rental income is fine if you're the type of person that can handle maintenance problems.
Tenants.
Yeah. Well, like if there's a plumbing problem or an electrical problem or a roof problem or a window problem, as long as you can handle those kind of things, do a lot of it yourself, mm-hmm. Rental income is great. You know, you could buy farmland and cash rent it out to somebody. You know, you can be involved in all kinds of REITs, but REITs tend to be high now, but they do pay decent dividends.
Real estate investment trusts.
If you're a business,
REITs.
Yeah, if you're a business owner, take advantage of the low rates, get mortgages, and stretch them out at these low rates.
Are you recommending the people who don't need to borrow money right now?
Don't borrow it unless you have a reason. You know, I don't want you to borrow, you know, $100,000 or $1 million and pay 2-4%, depending upon what kind of loan it is. You know, but if you've got a reason for it, yes. You know, but you'd be thinking about what you're going to, if you're going to be doing something, adding on to a building or buy another building.
If you can make 10% on that money and you can borrow it 3, why not, right?
If you can make 10, I would agree with that, but once again, you're thinking about speculating in the stock market.
I'm talking about if you got a new product line or you got a new angle for your business or you can buy a competitor or something like that. You can.
Oh, absolutely.
I've never seen a time when regular folks can arbitrage as much as they can right now. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. If you think you can create a new product line and make a 40 or a 50% gross margin, and you can borrow money at 3-4%, or if you're going to buy a competitor, borrow the money at low rates, buy the competitor, because their EBITDA will drop into yours, and you'll make a lot of money on that low interest rate.
Main Street arbitrage has not been a big thing historically, but it can be now. I've got about a minute left, Gary. What do you think? What should we do?
I think business owners that are thinking about selling and retiring need to be very careful. Don't be in a hurry. talk to advisors like lawyers, accountants, and financial advisors that are fiduciaries. Avoid commissions. Be very careful of who you talk to. They need to tread carefully. It's an odd time right now, just like we've been talking about for the last 20 minutes. There's a lot going on. Just be careful.
Hey, Gary, I appreciate you being here today. Castle3.com is the website. Castle Wealth Advisors is Gary's company. The book is called Your Family Business, Your Family Net Worth. Hey, Gary, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Take care of yourself.
We'll see you next time. Gary Pittsford, ladies and gentlemen, he's a great member of our Brain Trust. He and I go back 35 years. How about that? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.